Caesar says it'll be cloudy this morning, then becoming sunny this afternoon. A high of 68 today. It's 54 right now on Friends Plaza. Ed will have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The city of Champaign plans to bypass rising interest rates on some city bonds by essentially lending money to itself. AM 580's Jim Meadows explains.
The rising interest rates are for bonds the city issued 4 years ago to help pay for improvements at the Burnham Hospital site. The $1.75 million in bonds carry a variable interest rate, and Finance Director Richard Schnurr says back then he never thought the rate would vary so much. With credit drying up everywhere, interest on the bonds is currently at 8%, more than double the original level. But the Champaign City Council voted last night to have the city buy the bonds, not pay them off, but hold them, using money from a cash reserve fund. The Tax Increment Finance District Fund, paying interest on the bonds, will now pay it to the Cash Reserve Fund, but at a much lower rate than when the bonds were held on the open market. Schnurr says if interest rates go down in the future, they can put the bonds out on the market again. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Champaign School Board is expected to take a ratification vote next week on a new teacher's contract. Members of the teachers' union ratified the tentative agreement yesterday. John Nadler of the Illinois Federation of Teachers said the details of the contract wouldn't be officially released until both sides had voted on it. But news reports describe the contract as a 3-year agreement with 4.5% raises for most teachers in each year of that contract. And the contract would be retroactive to last July 1st. Nadler says concern about the struggling economy was probably a factor in teachers' votes last night as well as in the final stages of bargaining. An Urbana hospital has officially filed an appeal with the state Supreme Court as it tries to regain its tax-exempt status. There's no decision yet on whether the High Court will hear Provena Covenant Medical Center's appeal, which was filed a week ago. An appellate court ruled in favor of state and county tax officials who said that Provena should be liable for property taxes because it had met its obligation for charity care. At stake is more than $6 million in back taxes, which the Champaign County Treasurer can bill Provena, according to a circuit judge's ruling. Authorities say a man is in custody after he allegedly stole a car and tried to run over the police chief of Sullivan, Illinois, in Moultrie County. Police Chief John Love went to a grocery store Monday after a man suspected of stealing a car in Christian County was spotted there. When he walked to the driver's door to arrest the man, Love says the driver threw the car into reverse, hit a squad car, and then hit Love's personal car. Love says the man then aimed the car at him and hit the gas. He says he barely got out of the way in time and wasn't hurt. The man sped out of the parking lot and crashed into a field. He was captured after a 4-hour manhunt. The retiring president of the Illinois State Senate is celebrating one of his last big pork barrel projects. Yesterday, Emil Jones attended the unveiling of a large arena at Chicago State University. The arena is named after Jones and his late wife. Jones said he helped secure the funding for the new $38 million building by withholding his support for another project in a different part of town.
It's nice to be in the room when they slice the pie. And sometimes I get criticized for making sure that a piece of that pie come back home here. But that's your job as a lawmaker, to look out for your district, to look out for the young people that attend these institutions.
Jones handpicked his son to replace him on the November ballot. Emil Jones III also attended yesterday's ceremony. Two local health departments say the number of those seeking flu shots is down for this time of year, but demand is expected to pick up soon, and both Champaign and Vermilion County's departments say they have a full supply of vaccines to meet it for the second straight year. Administrator Steve Laker in Vermilion County says his office has given out about 800 doses since last week, but he says they've administered that many on the first day in the past.
Demand is off. It could be off because of nice weather. It could be off because of last year was a funny year. It was a light flu year, but it was a year in which the vaccine was only deemed to be something around 50% effective.
Laker says new strains of flu vaccine should do more to treat the illness this year. His department received a total of 3,500 doses and started providing them last week. You can see a schedule to receive them at vchd.org. Meanwhile, the Champaign County Public Health District will hold its mass immunization drive through the next 2 days. It runs from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. outside the CUPHD facility on West Kenyon Road. Vaccines will also be provided at the offices from weekdays from 8 to 4. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 Central with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and you're listening to Morning Edition on WILL. It's time for another in-depth look at the weather. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us. And, Ed, we have had some rain, and now we're going to dry up and see some more sun.
That's true. And when we talk about the rain, what did I promise last hour?
You promised that you would have the official rain measurement.
And the official rain measurement is from our official weather station here at WILL. Now, I know a lot of radio stations say they're the official radio station or the official weather station, but we are an official cooperative observing station of the National Weather Service, so we do send in official reports.
And so you better be right on this.
That's right. We take very great care in our measurements, and our storm total...